What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Majestic Mix Podcast. As you know, or if you may not know, my name is Madison Murray, and I'm the lovely lady behind this podcast. And if you're new, I welcome you to this episode because I don't know. I feel like I'm going to get a lot of new listeners from this episode because the things I'm about to say is going to help a lot of people. This episode is all about choosing yourself, choosing your healing, and the good, the bad, and the ugly during the whole entire process. To be honest with y'all, this episode is way overdue. I've been wanting to do this episode ever since season one, but something told me, you know what, Madison, just wait. Like, you are not completely ready to speak on this topic yet. Just wait till you learn some more things, you grow through some more things, and speak on it. And so now that we are in a pandemic, I feel like I need to speak on this now more than ever. I'm so glad that I trusted my instinct and waited, because who would have thought all of this going on in the world would just break out? And I feel like now that it is a pandemic, a lot of people may not have the same routine schedule, of course, because, you know, the world is not completely opened back up and we have all this free time on our hands. And with free time, I don't know if it's just me, but I start to think and I get in my mind and I start to just, you know, reflect. I do a lot of reflecting when I don't have much to do. And for some, that can be, you know, super emotional, because it's like, I never really had time to sit and think about this. A lot of people don't even have time to heal from the things that, you know, tore them up or hurt them. And that's why I'm going to speak on it today. And I'm going to give y'all some encouragement, because if there's anything I'm going to do, is help and encourage y'all to be better. I want to go ahead and connect these topics into what's been going on within the entertainment world as far as Megan Thee Stallion, Tory Lanez, and Nick Cannon. I want to start with Nick Cannon, though, and my experience with Nick Cannon, because I did get the honor and the privilege to meet him last year. And honestly, that was such a life-changing moment, y'all. He's really sweet. Nick Cannon has been a huge part of my childhood, and I'm only 20 years old. A big portion of anything that I've ever watched growing up, Nick Cannon has been a part of it. Whether that was the original Wildin' Out, Love Don't Cost a Thing, you know, his work on Nickelodeon, Nick Cannon has been a huge part of my childhood. And I feel like in the Black household, Nick Cannon is literally a star. And I really just want to uplift him right now, because from my opinion, I feel like he spoke out on Black trauma, and trauma has to do with healing. All we do sometimes is turn on the news. I can't even say sometimes. When we turn on the news and we look and we see, you know, Black man just got killed injustly, or a cop shot a Black man for no reason, unarmed. When we keep seeing things like that, our people marching in the streets, Black Lives Matter, it's traumatic. That is very traumatic, and there's some healing that needs to be done. And we can't even properly address these things without people thinking that we're angry, or, you know, we're attacking other people, when really that's not the case. And I feel for Nick Cannon. I want the best for Nick Cannon. He is an amazing person. He's done so much for a lot of different networks. His creativity is unmatched. You can say what you want about Nick Cannon. You can call him, he may not be the best rapper or MC, but Nick Cannon is a very talented individual, and he really deserves his flowers. So at the beginning of this episode, I wanted to just go ahead and give him his flowers, because he's literally a game changer, and I really wish the best out of this situation for him, because he just deserves so much. Another person I want to give flowers to, she's a newcomer technically in this game. She hasn't been in the game as long as Nick Cannon, but what she's accomplished so far within this year and a half span, Megan Thee Stallion deserves so much. She's been through a lot that we have seen in the public eye. There's probably some personal battles that she goes through, and she is so strong. If y'all don't know what I'm referring to, one of the things I'm referring to is an incident that happened a week before last week, where she was allegedly shot by Tory Lanez. And I want to say allegedly because I want to be careful, because, you know, sides of the story got leaked, but nobody actually spoke on what happened. And basically, Megan was harmed, and she just deserves so much. Like, you really just have to watch who is around you. You have to sometimes question people's intentions, because everybody's intentions with you are not pure. And we are not going to blame Megan for who she hangs out with, but one thing I will say is, if you do not have pure intentions with a person, why be around them? Like, why put them in harm's way? Megan really could have lost her life dealing with a person that is supposed to be her friend. Y'all see what I'm saying? It just makes no sense to me. It's very senseless, and I really am praying for her healing. Another thing I love about Megan Thee Stallion, I can connect with her about this, is how she is unapologetically tall. And as y'all know, in the media, taller women, we are not glorified the way, you know, shorter women are. And a little bit about me, growing up, I was always the tallest girl in my class, if not the second tallest girl in my class. By fourth, fifth grade, I was already 5'4", 5'5". And for some people, I would say that was just a little intimidating because, you know, people would say things about me. Like, I can just recall, you know, being called Skyscraper, Big Bird. But, you know, boys and girls, and it's crazy because those same boys are now in my DMs. But I'm not even going to be like that because I'm a humble being. But, you know, that's just the way it is because now we have representation of, you know, beautiful, tall Black women in the media. And it's starting to be accepted the way it hasn't been accepted before because there has always been like this stigma against taller women that we're too big. Like, I've been called too big before and I was just like, what? I thought it was weird because obviously the people who said that about me were shorter than me. And it's nothing against short people. Like, you should love whatever size you come in. Weight too. Love whatever size you come in. But I thought it was weird because, you know, I don't see myself the way others see me. When I look in the mirror, you know, I see this tall, beautiful, talented Black woman. But, you know, when I go out in public, I really do feel tall when I stand upside some people. I'm not even 6 feet, but, you know, I'm not the average height woman. And I realize that. And I love it. I've always embraced it. It's always been a thing that I love about myself the most. I am built to stand out. You know, me wanting to be in the media, me wanting to be like this big time host. God gave me this body so I can be clearly seen. Like, people are supposed to notice me when I walk in a room. And that's just always how I felt about that. Now that I've addressed those situations, let's go into today's topic. So whoever is listening to this right now, I want to start with a question. How are you feeling today? I really hope you are feeling well today. And even if you aren't, this episode was made especially for you. Whether you're doing good or bad, we are all here for the same reason, and that is healing. The first thing I really want to say is congratulations for choosing you. You are currently in a process that is good, bad, ugly, scary, beautiful. It's all these things wrapped up in one. And you've already completed step one. So pat yourself on the back. You've chose yourself in this situation. And a lot of times, that's hard to do. It's really hard for some people to walk away from things and people that hurt them because they feel like, oh, what am I going to do without them? I'm losing so much without that person. But, you know, they have never taken that first step. And that first step was to just choose themselves and completely isolate from the things that hurt them. In the healing process, it is very important. If a person hurts you, you cannot talk to that person in the healing process. It's really going to slow down your growth. There is absolutely no time limit on healing because it is indeed a journey for you. But going back should not be part of the process, because if you go back to that person, even if it's just a, you know, quote unquote check in on them, well, really you're the one that needs to be checked on. That means that you chose the person over you. And that right there is automatic no. I promise you, it's going to do you more benefit than harm. I know you may miss the person, or it's easy to just think about the good times, but you gotta really consider the bad times. The bad times is the reason that you are in this place that you are in. And what you're trying to do is, you know, heal from those things. Now, the bad times is what caused the trauma. And a common misconception about trauma is that trauma can only happen when, you know, during physical harm. And that is not the case, because there are wounds within that we don't address. We address our physical wounds before we address the wounds within. And that's one thing I would say about healing that gets tricky, because sometimes you won't even know that something is affecting you really bad until later down in the line. But as soon as you find out that it is affecting you, that's when it's time to address it. And quarantine right now that we got so much free time on our hands, this is the very best time to address whatever it is that's harming you. So many things are remote. There's therapy online. You can, you know, FaceTime somebody that you really trust and talk to. Even if you're just home alone and you just need to talk out loud to get it out, this is a really good time to do all of that. And noticing all of those options that I listed, never did I say go talk to that person and tell them how you feel about what happened. No, because 9 times out of 10, them hurting you is a clear sign that they are not sensitive to the same things that you are sensitive about, and they don't experience emotions the same way you experience emotions. So you can't just expect for them to just automatically feel bad when you let them know that, you know, this hurt me and it's really affected me. Like, there's so much I can't even do. I can't function sometimes because I'm thinking about what you did that hurt me. Now, that's something that you may need to take to a person that actually is sensitive to the same things that you are sensitive about, whether that's a stranger, because a lot of people say, oh, I can't talk to a stranger about my problems. But you got to think, these people are trained to talk to you about your problems. And do never be afraid to, you know, go to therapy. Even if you aren't going through anything, therapy is always a good thing. You never know that you're going through something until you actually start talking about your life and thinking about, you know, what hurt. Because things do hurt, but we don't always address them. The worst part I would say about going through healing is that you actually have to go through the hurt. Because if you don't go through the hurt, you did not properly address it. You got to think about it in terms of a physical wound. Let's say I broke my leg or I cut myself really deep, right? That pain, you have to go through that pain. You can't just take something and numb it all. I promise you, you are not weak just because you are going through pain. 9 times out of 10, whatever that person did to you that harmed you is not something that you deserved. So it's totally okay. It's natural to just feel bad about it. But my thing is, what I'm saying is, you can't feel bad about it forever. Or you cannot act like nothing happened, because that's definitely going to cut you up. You can see that person and you can act like stuff is sweet if you want to, but it's not going to do you any good. It's time for you to choose you and take a step back and decide that I'm not going through this no more. I know what I deserve. I know my worth. I love myself way more than that situation. That person, whether it's a friend or a partner, could not supplement that. And that's something that I know I can give myself until I find somebody who can actually give me and show me my worth. If you've been through a heartbreak, you know what I'm talking about. I'm going to take y'all a little bit into my personal life because nobody didn't think I was going to talk about this today. But I'm going to just go ahead and talk about it. Y'all, heartbreak is horrible. It's awful. I promise. Especially when you're in college. There's so many things you have to put to the side and basically get your work done so you can get that degree. So for anybody who just graduated college, I know there's something that you probably went through during undergrad. Or during grad, whichever you've graduated from, that you probably have not addressed yet. So now that you have crossed that finish line as far as getting that degree, it's time to heal. It's time to heal. Congratulations, but it is time to heal. And for a lot of grads, you may have gotten a job offer, or even if you haven't gotten an offer, you might be changing your scenery completely. You might not be in that same state that you was when what happened to you happened to you. So a change of scenery, let me tell you, that is going to help you more than you think is going to help. There's not going to be no accidental run-ins between you and that person. Take it as a blessing in disguise. It's not only you're starting your career and you're about to make your dreams come true, but you're also going to, you know, fix what hurts you inside. There's really beauty in new experiences. And with new experiences, sometimes you do forget about, you know, the things that hurt you. And even if you do eventually forget about those things, congratulations, because you're on the road to healing, seriously healing. One day you're really gonna look back and you're gonna laugh at what happened to you. You're literally going to laugh at it because after you've accomplished so much and you've crossed that finish line with everything in your life that you've wanted to achieve, and somebody bring up what happened to you, you can't just do nothing but laugh, because it's just like, LOL, like I thought I was not going to get past that, but look at me now. Look how many years have went by. Look how many new people I have met. Look, I actually found my soulmate. The person I didn't even think I was going to find, I found him, and we got a beautiful family. We got a dog. We got a big house. You see what I'm saying? There's just dream big. You see what I'm saying? I'm very passionate about this topic because I know there's a lot of people. I want to connect with my college students because I'm in college too. We're going through things that we do not talk about. There's a lot of things we would just prefer to sweep under the rug, but our healing is not one thing that we should sweep under the rug. This is something that we have to address. And for my single person that's listening to this, that's, you know, experiencing heartbreak and you cry at night, you dream about what all happened to you, don't date until you're straight. Okay, it rhymed, but I need for you to remember it. That's exactly why I made it rhyme just now. Do not date until you're straight, because this is what's going to happen if you decide that you want to get with a person during your healing. You're going to spear out your wounds on another person who does not deserve it. And it's kind of the same thing that happened to you. The person that hurt you, and you can eventually hurt another person while trying to heal yourself. So the best thing to do would be to, you know, take a step back, step up out the dating world. I know social media is going, you know, have you looking like you're behind. Since you're not behind, you got your whole life ahead of you, especially if you're in college. I promise you got your whole life ahead of you. This is literally a part of a journey. Life is a really big journey, and you go through several journeys in life. So this is just a small portion of what's going to happen to you in life. With choosing you, the key word is you. So a lot of things you can do to help mend your own broken heart. And notice that this episode is mainly pertaining to heartbreak within like the relationship world, whether that's a friendship or a partner. I'm thinking about making healing a series, and this just might be installment one, because this episode is mainly pertaining to, you know, heartbreak from a relationship or an entanglement, whatever y'all want to call it. You see what I'm saying? Or a friendship, because friends can break your heart too. Well, at least people who you thought was your friend can break your heart. Y'all see what I'm saying? There are some things that you can do yourself to help mend your broken heart. If you do decide to go talk to a therapist, or, you know, you do decide to consult a person that you trust with what's going on with you. But some of the things that you can do on your own, I'm gonna just go down a list of some things that I've done and I've known that actually really works, that are healthy and that will not put you in harm's way again. The first thing I want to say is I introduce myself to new experiences. Introducing yourself into new experiences really does help, because although you are struggling with bad memories, the things that that person did to you or said to you, because abuse is emotional or physical, you are finding time to breathe and you are still creating good memories that you want to tell people. You know, those are long-lasting memories that you want to tell people. Let's say you never went on a hike before, but you got a friend and they want to go hiking. Go hiking with them. That might be an experience that you love. That might be a new hobby. Going hiking might become a new hobby. Or let's say, you know, something else physical. Let's say you've never worked out before, or working out was never your thing, and you got another friend that's like, oh girl, let's do this Chloe Ting challenge, because Chloe Ting been getting me right during this quarantine, y'all. I'm gonna tell y'all about my weight loss journey when I'm ready though. But yeah, you've never worked out before. Now look at you, you working out and you're creating those good memories, and it's like the bad memories are starting to matter less and less. During your healing, you really have the power to create so much beauty within that pain. Like, you are addressing the pain, but at the same time, like I said, you're making good memories that are long lasting. Another thing you can do during this time of healing is to make new friends. Do not be afraid to make new friends. Don't feel like, oh, you know, one person hurt me, another person's gonna hurt me. No, please let go of that. Definitely let go of that. Me, from my experience, y'all, I am not friends with the same people that I start with. Meaning that I'm 20. Graduating high school wasn't that long ago. And what I will say is I am not friends with everybody I was friends with in high school. And that's okay, because when you enter your 20s, you do realize that, you know, we're no longer teens and we're no longer kids. And, you know, this is not the playground no more. So it's totally okay to make new friends when you're experiencing that. Sometimes you can make a new friend, somebody that's going through the same thing that you're going through, and you guys can help each other out. You can both seek the same advice, and, you know, y'all can both just go out and just help each other feel better. Y'all see what I'm saying? I really do love my new friend group. My new friend group has truly been a blessing, because even with me sharing my experiences with them, like I said, you would be shocked to see who else is going through the same thing or a similar thing that you are going through. And it really does help you know that you are not alone. Whatever it is you're going through, you're not alone. I promise you, you're not. But, you know, it's up to you to decide. It's always a personal decision if you want to make new friends or not. And it's a beautiful thing to have new friends. Like I said, I love all my friends. Shout out to all my friends. And when y'all get to this part in the episode, I'm expecting for y'all to tell me that y'all appreciate me like I appreciate y'all, because I really do love y'all. Another thing you can do is to listen to music. As plain as that may seem, music does a lot for a lot of people. Everyone loves music. We don't all have the same taste, but that's what makes you. You see what I'm saying? And ask for different music suggestions, because I don't think it's just me, but sometimes when I hear new voices, it's something about just hearing new voices or just turning on a new song that explains your situation front to back. It just does a lot for you. If you are currently going through a heartbreak, if you find a song that explains your whole situation, turn that song on. It's okay to turn that song on and cry, but don't stay in that place forever. If you feel like you gotta cry, then cry. I'm so serious about that when I say that. Never hold anything in, just cry. And music does have the ability to affect your mood. It can make you feel good. It can make you feel like I said, like you're not alone. You turn on that song and they're explaining your whole situation. It just makes you feel good. And it just takes you to a place where, you know, in the outside world cannot take you, if you see what I'm saying. You can completely sing your heart out, and that's nobody's business why you're singing your heart out so much. But just do it for you, if you see what I'm saying. A part of this episode promotion, I am going to make a playlist for y'all, and I hope the playlist does help y'all in y'all's healing process. And the playlist is going to be a mixture of things. It's going to be, you know, some songs that celebrate self-love. There's going to be some songs about heartbreak, because like I said, I need you to get it out. And there's also going to be some, you know, like I said, some uplifting tunes. So y'all stay tuned for that. I'm very excited to put that out. That really might be out within the next few days, so y'all stay tuned. The next thing you can do is create a new hobby. Creating a new hobby is literally so much joy in creating a new hobby. Me personally, I'm starting to love to read. Like, I've never been the type of person to read, but I was always a writer. You see what I mean? But now it's a balance. Now I'm reading as much as I'm writing, and I am taking book suggestions. If you want to get into, you know, finding new hobbies, take suggestions from people, and you know, those new friends that I just told you it's okay to make. Let's see what they're doing for fun and just tap into some things that they're doing for fun, as long as it's not harming you. Now, this last thing is for my believers. I hope you're talking to God about the things that hurt you. This is probably the most important thing to do other than everything else, because if you're talking to God, he's really going to place all those things I just told you before. He's going to place those things in your life. He's going to give you the strength, and he's going to help you get the strength to, you know, expose yourself to new experiences and meet new people and just go out and just have good fun and make those good memories that I was just talking to you about. I am not at all a pastor, but what I will say is there's not a battle that God has not already gone through, and he's waiting to see if you are going to open up to him and ask him for that help. If you are a believer, like I said, I hope in your prayers at night that you are praying for you. Your healing should be one of the top things on your prayer list, honestly. Seriously, like, you have to pray for yourself. If you did experience heartbreak, please just give yourself some grace, because this is not something that you caused on you. So don't beat yourself up about it. This is not something that you deserve. So like I said, don't be so hard on yourself. Please just give it time. I know this healing process is good, it's bad, it's ugly. It's all these things wrapped in one. But in the end, you're going to feel amazing. The things that you thought that was going to destroy you, like I keep saying in this episode, you conquered those things. You survived those things. It all starts with that personal decision of choosing you. And I hope everybody that's listening to this and has made it to this point in the episode has already decided that I am going to choose me. I'm going to delete that contact today. I am going to be strong. I am not the person I was yesterday. I did hit that person up yesterday, but you know what? I'm no longer going to do that because I'm choosing me. I matter. I can be selfish sometimes. If things affect me, it's okay for me to speak out. It's okay for me to be emotional and vulnerable about these things. These things do not make me weak. These things make me human. You cannot always be strong. And with that does not mean that you are weak just because you decide today that, you know, I'm not feeling it. There's going to be those days in the healing process. In fact, there's going to be a lot of those days. But just know, if you are taking it head on, that this pain is only temporary, honey. I promise you. Do not forget to forgive that person. I don't know why I didn't say this earlier in the episode, but you have to forgive that person. Do not live your life with a grudge, because if you live your life with a grudge, you have not healed. You cannot hold a grudge. This is my thing with that, though. You can forgive that person, but don't forget what happened to you. What happened to you made you stronger. You went through the bad times in order to get to the good times. So please do not forget what happened to you. Because some people who tend to forget what happened to them end up running back to that person, and the same thing happens again. And that whole process was for nothing, because why would you go back when you know you deserve so much more? So please, please forgive that person for you. Don't do it for anybody else, but do it for you so you can properly heal. And on that note, I want to end this episode right here. If anybody needs anyone to talk to, my DMs are open. Hit me at The Majestic Mix on Instagram, or go to my personal page at Maddie by Nature with two E's, and let's talk about it, because I promise you, I don't know a lot, but from my experiences, I can help guide you. I'm super close to the edge of my healing, to where, you know, everything is sweet again. Of course, you know, you do think about things, but it's okay. It's okay. You're going to be okay. And I'm super happy with the person I've become, because the person who was about to record this episode in season one was not ready to discuss this, but I'm very happy and I'm very content with who I've become, and I've discovered so many things about me in my process, career-wise. Now I know what I want to do. I finally decided I'm going to stop cutting my hair. It's just a lot of things that I've decided for me during this process, and I'm so blessed. I am so, so blessed. And if that's you, like I said, if you need somebody to talk to, please hit me. Please hit me, because I am here for you, and I am wishing you a safe and amazing journey within your healing. That's all I got for today's episode. And like I said, if that's you, hit me. If you know somebody that's going through something right now, send them this episode, and I really hope this makes them feel better and it kind of guides them in the right direction as far as their healing. And let's get better, y'all. It's time to address these things that hurt us, and let's take it as we're gonna boss up and become the best versions of ourselves. It's that person's loss, I promise you. Don't rub anything in. Don't wish ill on anybody, but that person lost something so valuable, and that value is you. You are so valuable, and you deserve so much better. And I really hope this episode helps you. And y'all know how I end all my episodes. Y'all be good now. All right? Okay? Bye, y'all. Thank you so much for listening to this episode, and I will see you in the next upload.